أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at the A to Z of Salah, today we will look at the letter H. And H is for heart. And the moment you see a heart, you think of love. So let's first look at the Quran, Surah Al Imran, Ayah 31. Where Allah says, إِن كُنْتُمْ تَحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me, that is, follow the Prophet. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and He will forgive you your sins. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ رَحِيمُ, and Allah is all-forgiving and all-merciful. He is the origin and the cause of love. You can't separate love from Allah any more than you can separate water from the ocean. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, when it comes to the heart, says, make your heart a qibla for your tongue and do not move it except by a sign from the heart. In other words, it's all about love. So first, let's see how the Prophet manifested his love in Salah. And I will paraphrase most of this. So first, he prayed loads of mustahab salah. You know, Imam Hassan al-Asqari says one of the signs of a mu'min is that he or she prays 51 rakats a day, which is all the wajibat, the 17, plus the nafila, plus salatul layl. The Prophet always prayed on time. When the time of salah came, his total focus was on going to pray. He recited 7 takbirs, we talked about it. So one takbir Takbiratul Haram would be loudly, but then there would be 6 soft takbirs. He would always recite Bismillah loudly in Salah. And he would also always recite A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Lainir Rajim before the starting of a surah of Quran. He used to say that I find the coolness of my eyes in Salah and Saum. When he heard the sound of a child crying while she was praying, he would hurry the prayer so the child's mom could attend to the child. This was in Salatul Jama'ah. He would say, 2 rakats of Salah offered in the middle of the night are dearer to me than the world and what is in it. So who was this Rabb, this God of Muhammad, that he loved so much and that we have to emulate to be able for him to love us? It is He who is with you wherever you are. In the Quran, Surah number 57, Ayah 4, He says, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ. He's with you wherever you are, whether you are in the depth of the sea where no light can reach, like Prophet Yunus was, or whether you are in the midst of a desert, or whether you are up in the skies in a plane, everyone may leave. Everything else may break, but He will always be there. Remember when the Prophet was with his companion in the cave during Hijrah, and his companion was absolutely petrified. Allah in Surah At-Tawbah, Surah number 9, Ayah 26 says, La tahsan, don't be sad. Inna Allaha ma'ana. The Prophet is told to say this. Indeed, Allah is with us. Nothing remains hidden from Him. He sees the tears that you might hide, the smiles, and He embraces the pain you think no one will understand. In Surah Al-An'am, that Surah number 6, Ayah 59, He says, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِهُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ. With Him are the keys of the unseen treasures. None knows them but He. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ, and He knows what is in the land and the sea. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا, not even a leaf falls without His knowledge. وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَتْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Not a grain in the darkness of the earth grows, or anything green nor dry, but it's all in a clear book. So, if a single leaf cannot fall in this whole earth without Him knowing, or a single grain in the darkness of the earth that He doesn't know about, and He is 70 times more Rahman than a mommist or an infant, He is surely able to see the hurt and the heartbreak. It is us who fail to see the embrace of his love and mercy. And our first point of call is the Musalla. It is Salah in Surah number 48, Surah Al-Fatih, Ayah 4. He says, هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين. It is he who sends down tranquility into the hearts of those who believe. And why does he do that? لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ, so that he may add faith to their faith. For to Allah belong the forces of the heavens and the earth, and he is full of knowledge and wisdom. The first point of call of this love is Salah. For it is a place of humility, and it's this place where we can begin to experience a connection with him. Allah is not some remote entity who is so far away, someone sitting in the heavens who is just looking to punish us. He is the one whose love embraces all hearts, heals all wounds, and is closer than our jugular vein. He says in Hadith Qudsi, take one step towards me, I will take 10 steps towards you, walk towards me, and I will run towards you. There's a wonderful story that maybe will hit a chord. There was a soldier and his newly married wife who were traveling by boat to go to their honeymoon when a storm hit. And the wife was petrified. There was no shore in sight and it looked like the waves would take over their boat. When she tried to look at her husband, he was very peacefully looking at the sea as if it was really calm. And she said, how can you be so calm when we are about to die? Aren't you scared? He pulled out his sword and placed it at her neck. And she just smiled. He said, why are you smiling? Are you not afraid? And she said, no, because I know how much you love me and you'll never hurt me. And the soldier smiled and he says, well, I too am in the hands of the one who loves me. How can I be afraid? That, in essence, is what love of Allah is all about. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be able to even see a glimmer of this love. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.